at just the right time.
This is The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Fox Sports, evenings and weekends when we're not playing games on WEOL.
There's a fight in this city, and it lives in the blood of all of us, driving us, uniting us. This fight is our birthright. So on your feet, Cleveland. Be the one thing you were born to be. Be the fight.
Wednesday, November 21st, the Cavs will face the Lakers as LeBron James makes his only visit to the land this season. Great seats are still available. Head to Cavs.com for your tickets today.
Get the hottest savings on both kitchen and laundry appliances from top brands including Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana brands. The Stewart Appliance Black Friday sales event is going on now through November 28th, 2018. Take home these hot deals so you can take a load off on laundry and work smarter in the kitchen. Hurry to Stewart's TV and Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria before these hot deals are gone. Offers valid October 31st through November 28th, 2018. See store for full details and qualified models.
This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930. Overnight, brisk. Low near 27. The risk of a little light snow Wednesday with a high of 35.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
They like jet airplanes. Woo! They like long limousines. They like fine clothes.
On AM 930 WEOL.
Fourteen minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bull Barch joined alongside Matt Douglas. You've got us until 6 o'clock tonight, and then wrestling will take center stage when we're over and done with the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Preview Show from the Brew Kettle in Amherst. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. But we welcome in studio right now, we've got Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on our local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Make sure you stop by Vandermark Jewelers and check out all of their Black Friday sales. A little something for everyone. You want to get a head start on your holiday shopping? Head on down to Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. It's on Broad Street right across from the hospital. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Doing all right, thanks.
You've been a busy man over the course of the past week, and you were really busy last night. Let's start with that. So we have to address the madness that took place in Columbia Township yesterday. Trustees begrudgingly voting to go ahead with this new development. Give our listeners an idea as to why there's been so much backlash and why they begrudgingly had to vote for this.
Well, a fair portion of that development is going to be on the former Emerald Woods golf course, which closed down, I believe, last year, and that's about 300 acres or so. Well, developers MLM Development wanted to come in and put about 2 units per acre on that property. The township was not a big fan of that, and it ended up in court. The developers sued the township. Had the township lost, they would have been, responsible for somewhere between, and the numbers were kind of flying around last night, $2 to $6 million worth of damages. As it stands right now, there's no damages by the developers, but if they're not allowed to do what they want to do, which Ohio law basically says they're allowed to, then they could come back and hit the township real hard in the wallet. So trustees had to begrudgingly, and they basically said begrudgingly, vote for the settlement agreement that lays out some of what the developers can and can't do. It reduces the number of units per acre of these residences that are going to be put there, but it did not make a single person in the Columbia High School gymnasium last night happy. Many residents turned out. They were extremely upset. They were concerned about what it's going to do to the roads, the increased traffic on the roads, what it's going to do to the groundwater, to flooding problems, which many communities have because of overdevelopment and improper planning. And then they're also concerned about, you know, fire department response and police, you know, and sheriff's response and what it's going to do to the schools. How many more students are we talking about here? So there were a lot of people who were very upset, and the trustees said they were upset and they didn't want to have to vote for it. But it was either that or go back to court and try to fight it. And even their own attorney said, don't fight this.
How many homes are we talking about possibly being built in this situation?
I believe the maximum was 660 dwellings. Now, those are going to be split a little bit between the two properties. There's about 50 acres, and then there's another 300 acres, which is basically the old golf course. So you're talking about, and the agreement says 1.85 dwellings per acre.
Sure.
The developers wanted two, their attorney told me, and people around the township wanted fewer than that. They wanted maybe one per acre, you know, if that much.
Sure. Well, you can understand, I suppose, why people might be a little hesitant. I mean, that's a pretty big boom to a township that's that size right there.
It's a potential, it's a potential hit. And I had a township trustee tell me many, many years ago, townships don't make any money off of housing developments. It actually costs them money in response and infrastructure costs and things like that. Yeah, your property taxes might go down because there's more people paying, you know, say everybody pays $10 million on something. Well, now it's spread out between more people, but still the costs end up going up.
Oh. Holy cow. Well,
yeah. Interesting to see how that goes. Yeah.
And what's interesting, too, about what you do, you cover so many different things. And I wanted to start with that because that was the newest, the freshest thing in our minds. But you covered some other topics, some much, much lighter notes along
sure.
the way. We'll transition into the next one here. Last week, I thought it was fascinating. On our Norton Corporation Champions of Education series, we had Avon Lake Superintendent Bob Scott here in studio with us. And almost the second after he sat down, I looked up on the screen and I saw your tweet come out about a story coming up the next day about how the Avon Lake high schoolers had an opportunity to go just down the road from here and get an inside look at what goes on at Bendix. And you and I were talking back and forth before we came on the air. You said, man, that kind of got me to thinking, I really wish I paid more attention in math.
Yeah. I think sometimes a lot of us want to do that, but I'm a journalist because I wasn't a math major. But when you go behind the scenes of a corporation like that and you're standing with, nine, 10, a dozen students, seeing how these products are made, it's absolutely fascinating. And I think the kids were pretty fascinated, as I told you, earlier, Bull, that, I'm sitting there and I'm just as interested, if not more, than they are about, when you talk about a Bendix product, and I don't mean this to sound like an infomercial for them, but, but if you're driving past a semi truck on the road, if you're on the turnpike or on 57 or wherever, you might be looking at something that has a Bendix brake system in it. They make them for commercial vehicles, for trailers, for trucks, for buses, that kind of thing. I never knew that. And they're made literally down the road. They employ some 180, almost 200 engineers at that facility for research and development, materials, testing out. They showed us all the testing machines. They freeze their parts. They heat them up to hundreds of degrees, to determine how much they can stand up to, what they can do. They vibrate them in chambers and they stretch the materials and they pull them and they drop weights on them and they do all this kind of fatigue testing and everything. Absolutely fascinating. Got to go underneath a big rig and check out the underside of that. And the students seemed pretty interested. And I know I was really interested too. And that was all part of, Bendix as well as the school trying to encourage careers or interest in STEM, what they call STEM careers, science, technology, engineering, and math. So something that's really been pushed in Ohio education in the past couple of years, absolutely fascinating stuff.
It is, and because, along those same lines, Bendix builds things that you've probably either used or you've seen somewhere along the way, but you just had no idea.
You've been riding in a bus, and there's Bendix brakes on it, and you want to talk about made in America, there you go.
Yeah, well, and it's fascinating, too. So my father-in-law used to work for Bendix many, many moons ago. And one of the things that he worked on, one of the projects he developed, it was this thermal technology. And it was heavily used by truck drivers that would run plows up in Alaska.
Okay.
So as you might imagine, they would use those thermal, I'm not sure if it was a thermal goggle, but it was a thermal device that was something that you put on your eyes so that when you're driving in the middle of a snowstorm in Alaska, you could see a deer or a moose or an ox or whatever the case may be.
Oh, wow.
You could see that out in the distance. And it made driving a heck of a lot easier. But that's just an example of all the great things that Bendix really does. And, you know, I guess my next question to that would be, what was the major takeaway from that, from the students' perspective? What kinds of things were they saying coming away from that? Because I would imagine that was an eye-opening experience.
I think the one student that that I asked about, what, you know, how he thought about all this, and he just kind of looked at me and he said, "This is pretty cool." So, you know, so short on words, but you know, I was in agreement with him that I can't get away from just how fascinating it was to see all the work and all the effort and all the thought and processes, you know, that go into a product like that. That then comes off the line, and it's something that we may use, or we know somebody who uses it, or again, we're riding, you know, next to or in one of these. And the company also was really kind of pushing, you know, company, you know, employees that I talked to, basically said, you know, our focus is safety, and this makes transportation safer. And if it makes it safer for the driver or for the people who are next to that rig on the road or next to that bus, we've done our job.
Absolutely. Well, before we get to the end here, I've got to ask you about one more story that you wrote last week. It kind of sort of applies to me because I've been seeing the same barber for many, many years. But, you know, over at UH, employees were shaving their heads for a pretty awesome cause. What was causing all this?
So the physical therapy manager over at UH, Tom Lamott, he told me a couple years ago he was looking for ways to raise money for the United Way. He's on the steering committee over at the hospital for that, and his brother-in-law, whether it was jokingly or not, I didn't ask him. he said, you know, you really ought to shave your head. And Tom thought about that, and he said, okay, let's do it. Past 6-7 years, they've been raising money, you know, bringing in you know, volunteer barbers, and they've even had a couple women in the you know, at the hospital do it, shaving heads, raising money. To do that, they've raised $7,500 in the past 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
For the United Way of Greater Lorain County. So that was really neat. That was something neat to see. And you know, I told him, you know, and I will put this out in public. I told him that as long as it doesn't interfere with anything that the Chronicle's doing for the United Way or anything like that, I would show up myself and throw in. So I'll get my head shaved next year if he wants. But that was a neat story. That was a little happy item that we did.
Yeah, no kidding. Braver man than I am. I'm afraid to lose some of this. I may not come back here, Dave.
Yeah, see, it's not as bad as it sounds, man. As a guy who's been doing that and hasn't really had hair for probably 20-ish years, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Not so bad. And it saves you a heck of a lot of time and saves you some money each month also.
Less shampoo, right?
Yeah, way less shampoo. All right, as we did last week, we got to get the best scanner call that you heard throughout the course of the week.
Well, this one goes to my colleague, Carissa, in the office. She heard a really good one. The other week, I believe it was a little more so over towards the Cleveland area. It was a gentleman who was barricaded inside his residence, and according to the scanner, he wanted 50 cherry pies in exchange for coming out.
50 cherry pies. Holy cow.
That's what we heard.
I have to eat them fast, because I imagine once you come out, they're not letting you hang on to those.
Well, yeah, that seems like something you'd ask for your last meal. Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Does he get whipped cream with that, or just straight up cherry pie?
Who can say? I don't know. You know, that's
maybe he had the whipped cream. He just needed the pies. That could have been his problem. Yeah.
Wow,
he was so grumpy.
But I thought that was one of the better ones that we heard this this past week. So
wow, holy cow. All right. I would have never expected cherry pie to be a demand to come out. Interesting stuff. All right, my friend, what kind of stories are you working on for next week? I know it's Thanksgiving. That's going to take center stage. But, I mean, what do you have in the hopper?
Well, I got some, Elyria school board business coming up middle of next week. They're meeting on the 28th. And then also there's an interesting event at LCCC on the 29th called Opioids 101. Which I thought I might stop by and check that out. Basically, teaching people about the epidemic and what's an opioid and what does it do to your body and that kind of thing. Sounds like an interesting interesting introduction. And I know that there's been a crisis with those for the past couple years in Ohio. So I'm interested to see what some people bring to the table next week. So we'll see what pops.
Very good stuff. Well, Dave, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Happy holidays to you and yours.
And you and yours as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have to deal with Matt next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bull's going off to Turks and Caicos or something like
Uh-oh.
That.
So. On vacation, man. On vacation.
Hey, so. have a good vacation. Yeah, that's real good.
It should be fun.
Somewhere warmer, hopefully, than here, right?
Yeah. I believe the temperature's a little higher over that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, just a smidge. Just a smidge. All right, good stuff. Again, our talk with Dave O'Brien here with the Chronicle Telegram on our local beat is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Black Friday sales. Check them out right down the road from here on Broad Street across from the hospital. Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Time for a break. We'll come back with more fun and excitement right after this here on AM 930 WEOL.
Grandparents play an important role in the development of children. When families struggle,